Do a quick chazara, a quick review of last week. Actually, let's not even call a quick review over last week. Let's just say that last week we talked about shihiyah, which is the idea of leaving food on open flame. By the way, there are more source sheets in the middle, so if anyone needs, oh, down there also. Okay, good. So last week we talked about shihiyah, the idea of leaving something on a flame, and although on a deoraisa, on a biblical level, we're not worried about cooking, assuming that something is fully cooked or reached the amount of cooking that we would say is fully cooked. So leaving something on an open flame going into Shabbos shouldn't be a problem because I'm not doing anything. I just put it there, it goes, and it's fine, right? I set it up before Shabbos, I'm not going to touch it. The problem was the rabbis, knowing and having a certain sensitivity towards human nature, recognized and saw that if you leave something on that's not fully cooked or there are other rules involved, then a person is going to come to actually be mechata b'gecholim. You're going to come to stoke the coals, mechata b'gecholim. And ultimately, that's going to lead to an actual bishul, an actual cooking. So it's a problem. Now, of course, we learned that there are a few ways to avoid it. Either you make sure your food is cooked enough that we're not concerned a person is going to be so bothered and that they're going to come to do something like that. Alternatively, you can make sure that it is... something is fully the flame has been covered, or you've disabled any way that you can turn up the flame. We talked about that, maybe if it's fully raw. So basically getting to the idea of a nature of a human being, a nature of a person, is to, you know, play around with the dial, to play around with the flame if the food isn't fully cooked. So that was the general thing. I'll just make one last point from last year, which we ended off about ovens. So we said about putting something, opening up an oven on Shabbos. So Friday night, right before Shabbos, you put in your food into the oven. So are you allowed to take food out if the oven is on? So we said, and it is from Rav Einamer. Rav Einamer thought that you can just open it once and take all your stuff out. And the fact that inherently now the temperature is going to change based on you having opened the oven, that's fine. You don't have to worry about that. I spoke to a few people, and this is based on Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe really felt that you're not doing anything. Meaning you just open it up, and then you close it. You open it up, you close it. You're not affecting change yourself. You're not doing something to actually change the temperature. You opening a door is not part of the system of the oven to change the temperature. And so because of that, Rav Moshe felt like you could open the oven, take one thing out, close it, take it, you know, out again. So I know a number of people who are comfortable doing that, but Rav Einamer, Rabbi Rosenbaum, feels that, you know, just open it once, take everything else out, because once you take it all out, even if the temperature does go up, it doesn't matter because you're not benefiting from the temperature going up.
Cause the flame to increase.
Right, but based on Rav Moshe, we're not so worried about that. And an additional factor is that you won't benefit from it, right? It's adding things, meaning... it's still based on the Rav Moshe that it's really...
You're going to be able to get your food.
No, you take your food out once, and you don't benefit from the temperature going up at that point once all your food is out. And anyway, it's causational. It's grumma anyway. It's just an additional factor towards pulling it out. Okay, I just wanted to kind of go back to what we saw last time, but that almost has nothing to do with what we're doing this time. Almost, but not really. Because tonight we're going to talk about the second gezeira, the second decree when it comes to cooking, that we have to be concerned about. And again, the rabbis were sensitive towards human nature, that we'll play around with things. We'll accidentally or somehow trick ourselves or purposefully, chas v'shalom, change the dials, change the heat. And so there's one other thing, or really two other things, and tonight we'll talk about the second, that we have to be concerned about when it comes to cooking things on Shabbos or putting things back. And that is hachzorah, which is reheating or returning things back to the heat source, right? Ritz Hashem, we're going to learn about that, the parameters, and how exactly is the best way to return something back to its heat source. So let's see our first two questions. Number one, I removed the crock pot from the heating element to serve cholent for lunch. And usually I return it in order to have hot cholent for Shal Shudas. But this time I forgot to have that in mind. Can I still put the crock pot back? Right? Normally I have in mind to take it out, and I know that I'm going to eat it later, so I have in mind to put it back. This time I just wasn't thinking about that. Can I put it back into the pot? Okay, I see shaking heads, no.
Also, alternatively, I've seen, I don't know if this is right or wrong, people will open up the cover and keep it uncovered and just keep passing the food around, put the cover back on, open it up, keep the food, you know.
Meaning while it's on the flame, or no, they take it, they, oh, so in Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to get to that, not, I don't know if we'll address it, right, we should,
the feeling of that's not okay.
Right, a person should not spoon out food while it's on the actual heating element, and we're going to keep, you know, last week had a few confusions, let's just pull this out right now. While, this is our heating element, right, this is the crock pot, this is the crock, I think from crockery, is that's the language? Okay, right here, not crotchety, but crockery. So here, this thing right here, it should not be, food should not be ladled out while it's in it. We'll get to exactly why that is. But what I'm talking about is, I took it out, put it down, held it like this, was ladling it out, and I just didn't have a mind to put it back. I wasn't thinking. So am I allowed to put it back afterwards? That's the question. Okay, so?
Well, it's already cooked in Bishlah.
Okay, it's true. There's no cooking after cooking, but it is liquid Yicholin.
The problem is the liquid. No?
The problem is the liquid, okay. There's an additional problem, which we're going to learn, which is just, even if there's no such thing as cooking after cooking, there's a rabbinic prohibition. There's a derabbanan on top of that about putting something back. That we're going to get to, okay? So I see a lot of no's. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if it's a problem. Number two, and yes, this has happened. You know, we think about, well, for kashrus, I had a lot of questions that have come up. There are not so many Shabbos questions that have come up, to be honest. I don't take questions from here, you know, students from the past and the like. This one actually came up once, that one of our kitchen circuits blew on Shabbos morning, so our hot plate turned off, and we only realized a few hours later. So would it have been okay for us to transfer our food from the hot plate to the oven, which was still on Shabbos mode Shabbos morning, or to put the food on our next door neighbor's hot plate, right? It went out. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to take the take my food and put it onto someone else's hot plate or put it in my oven? So what do you guys think?
Well, first of all, the fact that he only realized it a few hours later, I think, is irrelevant.
Okay, irrelevant, maybe,
and
so.
And again, I think it's a question of whether the food is fully cooked, or you're expecting it to be fully cooked.
Okay, all factors.
On the hot plate. So if it is, you can probably do it.
I can put it back in my oven.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, I probably Kugels, probably Kugels and the like.
Yeah, Kugel or rubbish.
So you'd say you can put it back in the oven.
Right.
Oh boy, does everyone agree with that? Can I put the food in the oven on Shabbos?
You said is it pre cooked? Is that?
Yeah, it's fully cooked.
Okay, so
but if it's a
sauce. And it's a solid.
Let's assume there's no liquids. No liquids at all. Okay, so we have a lot of yeses. I have a feeling, no, there's some no's over there. Okay, good. All right, good. Yirtzeh Hashem, we will see. Yeah, I've got my little corner of no's over there. You're just being machmir, okay? All right, so let's see. Let's get into this, all right? On a d'oraisa level, we understand you can't cook on Shabbos, right? You can't heat things up. Let me say that again. Something that's not fully cooked, you can't put on a flame to further cook it. That is not okay on Shabbos. Let's assume everything's fully cooked now. So then the question is, can I put things back that are fully cooked? That's going to be the derabbanan. That's going to be the rabbinic addition. Just like leaving something on a flame that's fully cooked going into Shabbos, there's still a few concerns with that. If it wasn't fully cooked, you'd have to make sure that the flame or the heat was covered, because you might play around with the dials or heat things up. So too when it comes to putting something back on the flame. So let's see source one. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kira shisikuha bekash ugvava nostim alaha tavshil and begefes ubeitim lo yitin ad shiyigrof. So when it comes to a kira, almost like a stove, they used to have these types of ovens like this, and then on the top was what we would call a stove top. So if you have something like that and it's burning with wood or anything like that, you're not allowed to leave food on it until you are garuf ovakatam, until you cover the heat source or until you cool down the heat source. And Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai omrim, notlin avol machzirin, uBeis Hillel omrim af machzirin. So Beis Hillel teaches us that not only can you take it off on Shabbos, not only can you take off the food from that heat source on Shabbos, but you're even allowed to put it back on. Okay, so I'm allowed to take food, according to Beis Hillel, off of a heat source and put it back on a heat source on Shabbos. Now, what are the limitations? I can take it off of a heat source and put it right back on the fire. Is that really true? Is an open fire? Well, let's say it's covered. Let's say it has a blech on it. It's been minimized. The heat has been minimized. I'm allowed to put food right back on afterwards. So ultimately, we say, no, there are limitations. You can't just put food back. We're going to learn the five rules, Tanai Hachzara, of returning food. But why not? Why can't I just take food once it's been taken off and put it right back on? It's fully cooked, right? Everyone keeps saying over here, if it's fully cooked and it's not liquid, no problem, because you're not cooking. What's the problem? There are two issues. Two issues that come up that the rabbi said, because of those two issues, you can't just take food off and then put it right back on onto the heat without five conditions. So what's the concern? Rashi in source 2 tells us, Le'machzirim b'Shabbos, de'mechseikim b'vashol. You can't just simply put something back because it looks like cooking. Imagine like this, on Shabbos. I take off my, I take something out, let's just use the oven for example, and I put it right back in the oven afterwards. Someone walks in and sees me put something in the oven, that looks like cooking. If someone sees me take something off of a stovetop and put it right back onto the stove, and they didn't see the first half, that looks like cooking. So last week, it was asked, well, does it look like to other people or look like to you? What's the issue? Who cares what other people see? So we do care what other people see, because if it could lead to someone making a mistake or thinking that you're breaking halachos, so then we say even when no one's around, you can't do it. So that's one. But two, you yourself might get into that habit, right? 1 week I take it off and it was fully cooked and then I put it back on. And then the next week I take it off, it's not fully cooked, and I'll put it back on also. So the rabbis were sensitive to that issue that it looks like cooking and you'll come to then actually cook, or someone else will come to actually cook. So that's one concern with just taking food off and putting it right back on. That's what Rashi is concerned about. Rabbeinu Tam in source 3, and we'll see why these two differences really, why they matter. So Rabbeinu Tam says in source 3, the hadamrinam bikira layachsir ad sheyigrof afilu mi ba'od yom ka'amar. That when we said you can't just take something off of a blech, off of a flame, and put it back on until it's covered, ki kevan shu nosnan aleha obesocha megala daito shetzrichim chimam lekach yesh lacha shem yechata ulekach sarich lasos hakeira begruf uktuma. So Rabbeinu Tam says that if I take something off and then I put it back on, that shows I want it to be hot. It shows I want this food to stay hot. And what's going to happen then? If I put something back on and it's not hot enough, what am I going to maybe do? I'm going to stoke the coals, or in our modern day terminology, I'm going to turn up the flame. So there's two possible concerns when it comes to just putting food right back on to a heat source on Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, right? My kugel is fully cooked and it's dry and there's seemingly no cooking problem, but either it looks like cooking, and if it looks like cooking and it smells like cooking, well, it's cooking, right? Or the issue is I clearly care about the heat. And if I care about how hot it is, because otherwise I wouldn't have put it back on. I don't know about you, but I can eat cold cholent all week. So fine, but most people like their cholent hot. So if you put it back on, don't knock it until you try it, okay? But if you put it back on, so it shows that you care, and you might turn up the dial, you might turn up the heat. So that's why the rabbis came along and said there's an issue of just putting something back on the flame without following a certain number of rules. One other thing. Last week we said when it comes to Shehiyah, leaving something on a flame, so it was enough for Ashkenazim that it be half-cooked, right? That at least be half-cooked. Because once it's half-cooked, I'm not so bothered to turn up the heat because either it's close to being finished cooking or it technically is edible now. When it comes to returning, there's no such rule. It has to be fully cooked. What's the difference between leaving something on versus putting it back on? The difference is leaving something on going into Shabbos is very passive. So although it has to be half cooked or more to leave it there in order that I'm not going to be so bothered to turn up the flame, so that's enough when I'm just leaving it and I'm not doing anything. But on Shabbos, if I'm doing an action of actually putting something back on, that's already much more involved. And once the person's involved, there's no telling what a person is actually going to do. Right, you might be involved, and then you might turn up the flame, or you might be involved, and you want to make sure that the flame isn't too low, anything like that. So because of that, when it comes to returning something on Shabbos, there are a lot more rules, and that it has to be fully cooked than the other derabanan of shehiyah, of just leaving on going into Shabbos.
Is it a hot plate that just hasn't on-off switch with no dial, is that still considered mechse kimavasha?
It's a good question. It is no, meaning a person could take something that is fully cooked according to, so I'll say it like this. Rav Moshe feels like no, it's not a problem because first of all, no one cooks on it. And second of all, you can't stoke the flame. You can't raise the dial, right? So Rav Moshe thought it's okay to put food straight on that as long as it's dry and fully cooked, right? But you don't have to have the next rules that we're going to talk about. So
you, if Rav Moshe held that you can't cook in it, then wouldn't it make no difference even if it had a dial?
So maybe, except in general, we worry about both of these opinions. We worry both that it might look like cooking, and then you might actually come to cook in future weeks, or other people might think you can cook things on Shabbos. And also the second concern of you could turn up the flame. So even if you can't turn up the flame, you always have the second issue at play. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes both Rav Tam and Rashi a few times. So it's clear that he that we're worried about both of these concerns. But you're right. If you were just in the world of Rashi that it looks like cooking, technically it would be okay. But yeah.
What if you want to reduce the heat?
So reducing the heat is also a problem on Shabbos. Kibui, right? Turning it down. So that's for sure also a problem. But generally, Chazal were not so worried that a person will be so bothered that they'll reduce the heat because there are other things you can do to keep your cholent from burning or keep things from the heat reaching it. You can stilt it up. You can take it off. The only way to get something to cook faster is turn up the heat, technically. So that's really what they were concerned about.
If you've got a pleth, for example, and part of it's on the fire, and then you've got a whole other large area.
That's not as hot.
Can you move it off of the fire?
Yes, certainly you can move something off of the fire.
You just can't move it back.
So that will depend on the rules here. That will depend. Can you move something back to its heat source on Shabbos, and how? Right. That's the point. Okay, clear until now the issues? Okay, so how do we do it? How do we return something on Shabbos? Because according to this, it looks like cooking, and I might turn up the dial. So that means once I take food off of its heat source on Shabbos, chont comes out, food comes off the blech or the hot plate, I can't put it back on, right? There goes hot food for Shal Shudis, right? How do I do it? Okay, so there are a few rules. Outside, there are 5 rules. One of the rules is that it has to be garfakatam, meaning the heat source has to be properly covered, right? It has to be that a person has a reminder or an inability to turn up the heat or the flame. So we talked about that could be in 2 different ways. We don't have a black or a hot plate here, but for example, with a chon pot, that would mean having the tinfoil lining the actual pot like this, because then that's a clear designation that I'm, or realization and awareness that I'm covering the heat source. Right, it might even limit the heat slightly. The other option, and this is a non-adjustable one, so it doesn't really help us. The other option that it means gar fakatam is that the knob has been taken off or is taped over, because then I will be reminded or stopped, or it won't even be there, and I can't actually turn it off on Shabbos. So that's the first thing. If I want to put food back onto a heat source, it has to be gar fakatam. It has to be covered, and therefore a reminder not to turn up the flame. And also, by the way, then it doesn't look like cooking, right? If I have a flame that's open, that's one thing. But if I have a blech on top of it, that already is odd. That's not how I cook during the week, right? So I got rid of both issues. The second rule is it has to be fully cooked, right? It has to be fully, fully cooked. You can't put something that's not fully cooked back on the flame, right? Because then you're actually cooking it further. So those are 2 rules. The third rule is it still has to be hot. So if I take something off the flame on Shabbos and then I want to put it back on, so if it's been sitting at the table and I've been serving and, you know, the whole meal, and by the end of the meal I want to put it back in the crock pot, so that's not okay because it's cooled down, right? And it'll make it hot again. It'll reheat it, so to say. And again, I understand it's not, we hold there's no cooking after cooking when it comes to salads, but it's part of the aspect over here that we're worried that it either looks like it, or that you clearly want it to be hot again. So if you really clearly want it to be hot again, you might actually play around with the dials. So 3 rules so far, right? It has to be covered. The heat element has to be covered. It has to be fully cooked. And it has to still be hot. Okay, those are the background 3 rules that always exist. Those rules always apply no matter what. The next 2 rules, which we're going to see in the Gemara and Shabbos, those are the 2 rules that we mostly deal with every Shabbos. And those are the 2 rules that in almost every case are necessary, but in certain cases, it won't make the food a problem. You can still eat it.
How do we define hot?
So I think we would define hot as this is generally how you would eat it, right? Would a person eat it in its current state normally, right? I think that's how Rav Moshe said it, even when it comes to a liquid, right? So soup, most people don't eat it as lukewarm, but a little warmer than that, or however warm a person normally eats soup, so that would still be warm, per se. That definitely comes up when it comes to cholent, for example. So cholent comes off, and it'll be pretty hot for a good while, to the point that I would still eat it like that, right? Even if it's just sitting on the counter. That's not to say just sitting on the counter makes it okay. We'll see the next two rules, but as far as defining hot. Okay, so those are our three rules. Always exist in the background, and we always need to fulfill that. What are the next two rules? And this is the most common. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, L'divrei Omer Machzirin, according to the one that said you can put food back on a heat source on Shabbos, Afilu b'Shabbos, he meant you can even do it on Shabbos. Va'af Rabbi Oshia Savar Af Machzirin, and Rav Oshia thought, yes, you can also return it on Shabbos, Afilu b'Shabbos. The Amar Rav Oshia, Pam Achas, Hainu Omdim Le'ila Merebechia, one time we were by Rabbi Chia and we saw that he took off a thermos of water a hot pot of water, umazgenu lo esakos, and he poured a hot cup of water for him, vechzirunhu limkomo, and then he put it back on the heat source. Velo amar lanu davar, and he didn't say anything. He served us some hot water. He took it off, and he put it right back on Shabbos. So we clearly see you can take something from its heat source and put it right back on. Okay, so how do we understand this? Pligi ba Rav Dimi v'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. There was a machlokis, there was an argument between these two rabbis. Chad Amar, one said, Odan biyado mutter. It's only if it's still in your hand when you take it off and you never remove your hand that it's okay to put it back on the heat source. Agabe karka, usser. But if you put it down on the ground, then it would be a problem. Then you couldn't put it back on the heat source. That's what one said. The chadamar and the other said, hinichan algabe karka nami mutter. No, even if you put it down on the ground, it would be totally permissible. Meaning, Rav Chiya put it down on the ground, took off his hand, poured them some water, and even so he put it back. All right, so those are the two opinions. One says, it always has to be in your hand. And the other says, well, no, even if you put it down on the ground. And Amar Chizkia, Mishmei de Abaye, Ha de Amra Odam Biyado Mutter, when you said it still has to be in your hand to make it permissible to put back, Le Amran El Shadaitu Lahaksir. Did you mean that you still have to have in mind to put it back? Of all Ein Daitu Lahaksir Asir, but if you didn't have in mind, then it would still be a problem. So what that would imply is the algabe karka afal pisha daitul haxir aser. So even if you put it down on the algabe karka afal pisha daitul haxir aser. So even according to the one who put it down on the ground, you still would have to have in mind to put it back in the pot. Okay, so let's just say this outside. Basically, he came to his house and he served him hot water from the hot water, you know, that was sitting on the flame. He poured him water and put it back. The question was, why was that okay? So there are two factors here. Either you need to always have your hand on it, or another factor that they brought up is you always have to have your mind on the fact that you're going to be putting it back. You have to have intention to put it back. Now the Gemara goes back and forth, well, which one do you need? Do you need both? And if I put it down on the ground and let go and had in mind to return it, would that be enough? And if I didn't have in mind to return it but I held it in my hand the entire time, would that be enough? Do I need both? Do I need one? What happens if I have neither? So the Gemara doesn't really answer if I need both, if I need one, what happens if you only have one? And the Gemara basically ends off with teku. We're not sure. So how do we hold? Right? If I take something off the pot and I have two options, I had it in my mind right here, but I have no intention of putting it back. And then I say, I'll put it back. Is that okay? The other question would be is, let's say I have full intention to put it back and I just put it down. It's sitting down, right? But I have full intention to put it back. I ladle it out. I leave it. Okay. And then I put it back. Is that okay? All right. That's the question. Now, that's going to be a different. Anyone Sparty here? I just feel like I have to ask. No one's Sephardi. Okay. The Sephardim are much more lenient on this than Ashkenazim, that's for sure. Okay, so how do we hold? Which one? The Shulchan Aruch in Source 5 says as follows. Kira shehi grufa uktuma v'natal ha-kedera me'aleha afilu b'shabas moter lachzira kol zman shehi rosechas. The Shulchan Aruch says, and this would be for Sephardim, that if you had something, a heat source that was covered, and of course the food was fully cooked, and you took the food off of that heat source, you could put it back on Shabbos as long as it's boiling still. It's Yad Tzur Levis Bo, that is. It's hot to the touch. And, ignoring what the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, had, V'lei hinicha al gabei karka. And you can't have put it down on the ground. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the only issue is if I take it out and put it on the ground. Then I'm not allowed to put it back in. Why? Because when I take it out and I put it on the ground, you know, forget the counter, benches, tables, beds. When I put it on the ground, there's a clear separation from the original placement of the pot. And so when I then take it and put it back, there's a much higher concern that I'm going to stoke the coals, that'll look like cooking, right? So only when I put it down on the ground, so to say, when I've totally shown I have no, there's no connection to the original placement, isn't an issue. That's what a Sephardi would say, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but we're not Sephardim. So what do the Ashkenazim say? So the Ramah adds here, in the middle, see, he says a few things. One, he says it has to be in your hand. Two, you can't have put it on the ground. And three, you have to have intention to put it back. So Ashkenazi has, obviously, the first three requirements have to, it has to be a covered heat source, it has to be fully cooked, and it has to still be hot. But an Ashkenazi has to have like this. You take out the crock pot, you're holding it, you never let go, and your intention, your mind, was to put it back the entire time.
That's the whole Cholent thing.
That's the whole Cholent thing, right? You take it out, your hand's on it, your hand's holding it. So that's what an Ashkenazi would require. Okay, yeah?
So when we say the ground, do we mean literally the floor?
Oh, good,
or are we talking about the table?
I'm glad you asked.
Counter?
Good, that's a great question. What is the floor in comparison to anything for us?
And if you take it out and you put it on the counter, but you're still holding on to it.
Is that like it's on the ground, in which case, game over?
Or is it?
Good, that's a great question. What's the difference between the ground versus, let's call their couches back then? So if you put it on the couch, it was okay, versus if you put it on the ground, it was a problem. What's the difference? If the difference is that the ground is much cooler, so it cools it down, so then that would be like our refrigerator. So if I put it in the refrigerator, that's a problem. But to put it on a counter, that's not such a problem. Or do I say that the difference was that it's not that it cools it down, but it's cooler in comparison. The way to look at it, really, is that is our table more like a floor, or our counter more like a floor, or is it more like a, you know, medium area, which either is not so cold and also doesn't really demonstrate that I'm done with it. Nowadays, when someone puts something down on a counter or a table, that's pretty, to a certain degree demonstrative of I'm not putting it back on the heat source, right? Usually when someone has something that they're dealing with, so if you just put it down on the table served, that's a problem, right? Meaning that would be I'm done with it. I think overall, we treat our tables and counters not like the ground. Double check for that. But yeah, we generally teach our treat our counters and tables not like the ground itself. Now, what that means is though I still need my two requirements. I need to be holding on to, I need to have intention. But it's better for two reasons. One is that if you put it on the ground, that's already worse. Two is what if I didn't have one of these? Let's say I forgot to have intention, or I forgot to hold it, but I had intention. So if that was on the ground, that'd be game over, because that's way worse than anything else. But since we treat our tables and our counters more leniently than the ground, we don't look at that as a total hafsaka, as a total break from the original placement. There's more room to be lenient in these cases. So I'm glad you asked that. It's literally right here on the page. Okay. Now, what does it mean to have in mind, by the way? This comes up a lot. Does that mean the minute I take it out, I have to have in mind, I'm putting it back, right? Never forgetting about that, or, you know, that was my original intention. We generally say, as long as you don't have negative das, you don't have negative a thought process. Meaning, if I take it out, and, you know, usually I put it back in, and very likely I'm going to be putting it back in, again, it's good to have intention, I'm going to be putting it back in. But as long as you weren't thinking, I'm not putting it back in, so then it would still be okay. What about holding it? Does it mean I have to be holding in the air, right? Holding it, just holding it? Yeah, good luck trying to serve your chong pot that way. No, it can be down, you're just holding on to it. And that would be enough to count as holding. And both of these, again, the idea that we're saying this is it's all demonstrative of the fact that it's not a separate placement when I put it back, right? It's all connected to the original placement of the food. And with those thoughts in mind, so one, it doesn't look like cooking anymore, at least in my mind. It'll keep me from coming to cook in future weeks because I'm doing something that's so clear that it's connected to the original placement and the original cooking. That's one. And two, it's less of a concern that I'm going to turn up the heat. First of all, the food still has to be hot, so when I put it back on, it's less likely I'm going to be so bothered I need to turn it up. But two, everything I'm doing is a reminder not to do that, right? Everything I'm doing is so to say, odd, right? No, we can't make up our own oddities. We can't make up our own rules about what looks odd. You know, okay, so next time I take it out, I'll rub my stomach, pat my head, and that'll remind me. We don't make those up. But these are the rules that essentially determine that a person won't come to either look like cooking or turn up the heat. Yes?
So these conditions are all based on what Rukhiya did with the pot of water?
So it's not based on what Rukhiya did. It's based on the argument of Rav Dimi and Rav Shmuel and the following Abaye, what they thought was necessary in order to put something back. The story just preceded that. But it's not like they were trying to put into the story the details. They just felt.
Like an example?
Yeah. They felt, and again, it's an argument, and it doesn't come out clear, do you need one, do you always need both, what happens if you don't have one, ends with a teku, ends with we're not sure, and Eliyahu Navi and Mirtz Hashem will come and answer for us. The teku's not in the Gemara, I cut out the last few lines, sorry. But believe me, that's there. And so when it comes to Shabbos, and when it comes to any issues of we're wary about cooking, so we're more machmir, and so they said, the Rama said, we require both. Now what that does mean is, let's say I forgot one of them, and this is actually very helpful. One week I put it down, but I had in mind to put it in. Or the other week I forgot to have in mind to put it in, but I held on to it the entire time. So as long as I have one of those, it's still okay, right? And I put it back, so the chong, it's still okay. So I didn't forbid
some people
it.
People have these nice chong serving things that have a cover to it.
Nice
to turn around chong.
Yeah.
So if you have a cover and you serve around quickly, the chong is still really hot. So could you then put it that back into the pot if you take the chong pot off and then put it back in and put the chong pot back in?
So meaning interesting. You're saying that the food has been removed. Like, I'm not serving from this.
Right, it stays pretty hot because there's a cover on it.
It stays pretty hot, right.
Pass it around the table, and whatever's left over, you bring back.
That's already like a cliché.
Yeah, it's like a cliché-y. So we view a cliché-y as
a little.
Right. I guess I was figuring this thing right here. Right. It's a cliché-y. And like what we said before, everyone's very correct. Thanks. By the time you transfer it to that, even if it's hot, halakhically we view this as something that has cooled down,
right.
So you can't put it back. No, if it was something that's still hot and it's a solid, so there's less of a concern. But for sure, chon, that would be a problem, right? Okay. So, one second. All right. So, right, bidi eved, meaning post facto, if I only had one of them in mind, so then, and I put it back or whatever it is, so it would still be okay, right? As long as I had in mind, even though I let go, or I let go, or one of the two, I keep getting myself confused, so you could still put it back. Again, because both of them, either way, the Ramah is saying, we're being machmir, we're making sure to get both in there, but it wasn't clear whether you needed both. And anyway, the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't require both. He just requires that it not be placed in a way that clearly shows that you're done with it, that has nothing to do with the original placement. Okay, so now, what that means is, let's just take, for example, the crock pot, question one. If I took out the crock pot from the heating element to serve chomp for lunch, and usually I put it back, and I held on to it the entire time, but I wasn't thinking about putting it back. I just totally forgot about thinking about that. So could I put it back now? So, yeah, you could put it back. because I didn't have negative intention. I didn't think I'm not putting this back. And, you know, you still had one. You were holding on to it the entire time.
The fact that you're holding on to it, since that's not a normal thing to do.
Right, right.
It is an indicator that you intend to do something with it.
Right, so I think that that's part of the thought process, correct.
Can we just go back? Contract.
Yeah.
So the heart, the solids, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a book. Before I came to this class, I had this situation that I was like, how do you use the crock pot?
Oh, right. Okay.
Because my neighbor, I'm seeing a lot of situations around me, and I said, how do you do this? And
right.
Explain to me why you do this. And he gave me this book. Although, anyway. So there was a kind of like a breakdown of solids, fully cooked, okay to put back on, and I'm still like not
so
clear on.
See, even though solids, we say we're allowed to put back on a heat source.
Yeah.
The only way to put a solid back on a heat source if it's fully cooled down would be if it's on top of another thing, meaning you have a kadeira agave kadeira, you have an upside down pot on the heat source to make it look odd. To make it clear that it's not cooking, but you can't if a food, even though it's fully cooked, has fully cooled down, a piece of schnitzel, so you can't put it directly back on the heat source without all the rules of returning the hot food. Right now, on a non-adjustable hot plate, one would argue, according to Rav Moshe, Rabbi Rosenbaum says that it doesn't look like cooking at all. So. That's not a problem of returning something to a heat source over there. It doesn't look like cooking. No one cooks on hot plates, and you can't adjust it either.
Well, David's question, he was asking, can you use a crock pot?
David's question was a great question.
A hot plate.
Right. So let's say Shabbos afternoon, my cholent is out, mm-hmm. and I don't have a hot plate plugged in. So what do I do? So can I put food into this insert? Just put it in there, right? Assuming it's lined with tin foil exactly as this is, and my knob is off, so am I allowed to put food in there to warm up for Shal Shittas? That's a great question. So the reason I would say no. Why? And I would say the best thing to do is just put something on top of it. Put what?
Pizza box.
Pizza box. There you go. Not if you want this to be meat still. If you just put a tin or something on the top and put the food on top of that. The reason why I would say putting in you shouldn't do is because the way one cooks in a crock pot is you put something into it. So, yeah, can you argue you only put it in an actual crock or an actual pot? Yes, but it's close enough to using it in the normal way that I would say you have to still put something on top of it, right? So that would be the best way to use this Shabbos afternoon if I want to heat something back up. Again, if a crock pot's in here, I can put food directly on top of the heat.
So you take, let's say, a cookie sheet.
Yes, I can take a cookie sheet that I also do not have in my back pocket this week, but I can put a cookie sheet on top of this and then put something to heat up that way.
I'm just trying to, like, in my mind, to clearly conclude, why is it not okay to return the chon to the crock pot, but it's okay to put other salads onto the...
So they're
saying,
right.
You know, it's like it kind of makes it a little confusing.
So I think we can basically put it like this. There's what we would call nesina.
Like you talked about chicken with sauce. Or
right, right.
Or
so let's talk about let's talk about two things. There's nesina lechatchila, which we would call initial placement. That means that the food has been put away in the fridge. The food is cool. The food is just as it is. Most of my food Shabbos afternoon I'm going to have has been put away since Thursday night, since Friday morning when I cooked it, whenever it is, and now I take it out Shabbos morning. For me to put that on something is a completely new placement. And so in order to do that, I have to make sure that it doesn't look like cooking, right? It doesn't look like I'm heating something anew. So it would have to be obviously fully cooked, and it couldn't be a liquid. Because if I reheat a liquid that's fully cold, so that's where we say it's cooking after cooking. But if it's a solid, so then there's no cooking after cooking. And I just have to make sure it doesn't look like I'm cooking. So, and also that I'm not going to turn up the flame. So I have to put it on something that the flame has been covered or something that the flame can't be adjusted. Right? So that's talking about taking something cold. That's an initial placement. The reason why we're more lenient, but also more machmir, When it comes to, we'll see. I mean, the reason why there's a difference when it comes to putting something that was on a flame, putting it back, is because one, it's still hot, and because I'm not doing a new placement. Everything I'm doing, holding on to it, having in mind to return it, everything I'm doing is an extension of the first one, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like taking something out of the fridge and putting it onto a heating element. That's an initial placement that I'm doing anew on Shabbos. Hachzara, returning something, everything I'm doing is to ensure that it's not a new placement. It's the initial placement, and I'm just putting it back where it was. So when it comes to something like that, so even something that's liquid, first of all, it's still hot. If liquid is still hot, we say there's no such thing as cooking after cooking. And even if it's a solid, it would still have to be hot. Because if I'm putting it on the actual heating element, I have to make sure that it's following the initial placement, right? So that would be the difference. It's trying to make sure that it follows after that initial placement or not. If something's cooled down, like if this was schnitzel that was in this crock pot, obviously people don't do that, and I take it off and it cooled down, so the only way to put it back would be to put a pan over the crock pot, put it back on, to do something different, right? But to put it back as it was, normal, once it's fully cooled down or once I haven't followed all the rules, so then it's totally divorced from its initial placement. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Someone who has like very little knowledge, I'm trying to understand how
would
you explain.
So I guess the way to look at it is that you can't put something anew on a flame even when covered on Shabbos. And if you do, it has to be separated. Mm-hmm. You can't put anything anew. But when I take something off and put it back on, that's not putting anew. That's just carrying over from what was. Right, continuing what was, and there's less of a concern that I might come to try to heat it up. There's less of a concern that it looks like cooking and the like.
So last week I asked you whether it was permissible to stir the pot to promote even cooking, and you said no.
Not in the crock pot. Not in the the heating element.
Right. Okay. But the effect, when you take this out and put it on the table and start serving it, the effect...
It does the same thing, and then you're putting it back. Yes. We're going to have to spend a shiur on Haggasah, which is called mixing. The answer to your question is yes and yes. But, Emir Hashem, I wish we could spend time on that now, as I said last year, but that will have to be the next year, just because we don't have time. But
I spent too many years in yeshiva.
No. So that is the question. That is the question. And the answer is yes, you can mix it off the flame, and when you put it back, as long as it was following all the rules of holding on and the mind. And we'll talk about the difference. Okay, so let's just answer our first questions. Again, if I remove the crock pot, can I put it back, even though I didn't really have in mind to put it back? I didn't have anything in mind. So as long as I was holding on to it the whole time, I didn't have in mind not to put it back, so it would be okay to put it back. Again, it would have to still be hot, and I would have to be holding on to it. It would have to be fully cooked, and the element has to be covered, right? I can't return something to an uncovered element. And again, it's all about extending that initial placement. And as long as I extend that initial placement, the original cooking, so I'm not, it's less of a concern that it looks like cooking, and I'm not going to turn up the heat. Number two, the stir gets blew on Shabbos and our hot plate turned off. Could we transfer our food to an oven or to our neighbor's hot plate? So putting food in an oven on Shabbos, even if on Shabbos mode, and even if you hold opening up an oven is okay, it's a problem. Because Mexican Mavashal, that looks like cooking. You for sure cannot, whatever you hold about opening up an oven, whatever you hold, you cannot take food and put it, even if it's hot, and even if you've been holding on to it, and all the other reasons, you can't put it back into an oven on Shabbos. That looks like cooking. Now, what happens if my hot plate goes off? How do I save all my food? So what if I have another hot plate or my neighbor has a hot plate? So as long as I follow all the rules of returning food, it would be okay to transfer it. So let's go through it. The hot plate turns off, Shabbos morning. And this stuff had been, some people keep their food on their hot plate through Shabbos and then take it off Shabbos day. More likely, we can talk about a crock pot right here. It went off Shabbos morning, and I just realized now, can I take this and go put it on my blech or on my neighbor's blech? So let's follow the rules. It would have to be fully cooked. It's very likely it's fully cooked, right? It would still have to be hot. It would, whatever I'm putting it on, would have to still be a covered element, right? It'd have to be a covered heating element. So those are the initial three rules. And when I take it out, I would have to hold on to it the whole time and have in mind that I'm putting it onto another heating element, right? I'm putting it back onto a flame. Because everything I'm doing here is just to avoid the concerns of looking like cooking and coming to raising the heat, right? Those are always the background concerns that the rabbis basically said, Achzara, returning food, returning to reheat food is an issue unless you follow all five of those conditions.
If the circuit went off, then it's technically like it's been removed from the flame. So how do you still like have it in mind?
It's a great question. You didn't have in mind otherwise, meaning it remains. If everything has to do with what you might come to do and what you might be thinking, right? So you didn't have any intention otherwise. When you realize it went out, you want to transfer it, right? So that's okay. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a funny question. He says, what if your friend takes out the chalent pot holding on to it and has in mind not to put it back? And you look at him and he's like, what are you doing? As he takes it out, you know that you want it back. Right? That's your chalent pot. That's your chalent. Your friend just joking around comes and takes it out, says, well, I don't have a mind to put it back. Did he just ruin your right? Is that okay? So however that comes out, I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger is lenient on that. Your intention, the entire mind as it was taken out and he was holding on to it, was that it go back. But ultimately, I'm just highlighting here, it has what to do with your intention of your cooking and the like, because it's all about what you're going to come to do or what you might be thinking.
What if a kid is like needs some help and you have the pot and you're holding it and but you can't not have time to bring it back, so you have to attend to the kid because the kid maybe fell down and scraped himself, so you leave it out.
But you had in mind to put it back.
And it gets cold because you're working with the kid.
So if it got cold, so we just lost one of our first requirements. And those first three requirements of it has to be a covered heating element, has to still be hot, and has to be fully cooked. So once one of those are out, that would be out. So, if it was still hot by the time you come back, then you could, because your intention was to put it back.
So if you have a hot plate and it was off, and then it's on a timer and it turns on in the morning, can you take food from in the fridge and put it on the hot plate?
Assuming it's adjustable, because any way to put a salad on a non-adjustable, Rabbi Rosenbaum, based on Rav Moshe, thinks is okay. So let's meaning what you're asking is a an adjustable, or what you're asking is, can I put liquids that way? So the answer is no, you can't put liquids that way, because right. You can't, even though the timer will go on, you can't reheat cold liquids. Mm-hmm. But can you put solids that way on an adjustable one? We assume no. Once you have a timer that you know it's going to go on, so if it's an adjustable thing, that were it to be on, you would have to put a upside down tin, because again, it's an initial placement. It's not like you're carrying over from a heating from something that's currently hot. So no, we would say you shouldn't put it on.
But if it's just if one size fits all,
non-adjustable. So then anyway, you can put solids directly on it, because that doesn't look like cooking and there's no way to adjust it. But if it's adjustable, or you're a person who feels like even non-adjustable, it looks like cooking or the like, so then what I personally do is I put upside down pans or upside down tins on it, and then I can put even cold solid food on it. That's okay, because I avoided what looks like cooking anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'll take one more question, and then what's the show?
For a non-adjustable warming tray or a hot plate, but non-adjustable, if it's going to go on at 9 a.m. and you're assuming you're going to eat at noon, does it make a difference if you put it on at 8 a.m. or if you put it on at 10 a.m.
If it's a solid and it's non-adjustable and you can put direct cold solid food on a non-adjustable. It wouldn't matter the timing. But again, not everyone holds non-adjustable doesn't need to be done in a weird way to avoid looking like cooking. So if you hold even with a non-adjustable that, or you have an adjustable, so one, the adjustable has to be covered in a way that, cover the knobs or the like. And also just do upside down things to make it not like cooking anymore. And then you can put cold solid food on top. Okay, Emirat Hashem, we'll stop here now, just because I don't want to keep anyone. If anyone has any other questions, feel free to ask. Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.